Religiosity. Divvying up the population into religious traditions is only one way to make sense of the American religious landscape. Think of religious traditions as being like the flavor of one's religion. And just as flavors come in varying levels of intensity, so can religion. Religious intensity can also be referred to as religiosity and measured with a series of questions that tap into different ways of being religious, including both behaving and believing. Coming up, we describe the way we measure religiosity in detail. Our discussion gets into statistical matters that some listeners would probably prefer to skip over, and this can be done without a loss of continuity. We provide this level of detail for the practical reason that religiosity is a recurring matter in this audiobook. However, it also speaks to a fundamental question that goes right to the heart of any study of religion. What does it mean to be religious? The specific questions we use to measure religiosity include the following. How frequently do you attend religious services? How frequently do you pray outside of religious services? How important is religion in your daily life? How important is your religion to your sense of who you are? Are you a strong believer in your religion? How strong is your belief in God? Taken together, these questions run the gamut of ways that a person might be religious. They include the public activity of attending religious services, the typically more private activity of praying outside of religious services, the salience of religion in one's life, and how strongly someone believes in God. We have combined these questions into a single measure called the Religiosity Index, because when analyzing an overall concept, they are more illuminating in combination than individually. Any single measure of religiosity, no matter how good, will inevitably misclassify a few people. Church attendance is, for example, an excellent measure of religious commitment in most cases, but for the elderly or infirm, it can be misleading. Strength of belief in God is usually a good indicator, to take another example, but there are some exceptions. As St. Augustine said, doubt is but another element of faith. So for some deeply religious people, the absence of doubt is not the best measure of religious commitment. Combining multiple indicators, assuming that each of them is fairly accurate, produces an even more reliable overall measure, for the same reason that diversification improves the performance of a stock portfolio. In loose terms, the Religiosity Index is a weighted average of responses to these questions. Those that contribute more to the common thread holding them all together, in this case, religiosity, receive more weight. For our statistically savvy listeners, we have created a factor score of these six items. Since the nature of what it means to be religious is inevitably fraught with ambiguity and controversy, it is important to keep a few things in mind about this method of measuring religiosity. First, some listeners may wonder whether, say, frequency of attendance at worship services, a public activity, really taps into the same concept as frequency of prayer, often done in private, and whether these two types of behaving really align with measures of belief like the existence of God. It is true that these index items are logically distinct, but in practice they are tightly bound together. Nearly all people, 99%, who say that religion is very important in their lives are also absolutely certain that they believe in God. Most people.